W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. Well, if you're one of those that was thinking about getting up this morning, or maybe I'll sleep in a few more minutes, that intro will get you up right now. All right. Cameron Knox, our good friend, bringing us in this morning. I don't know if he's on that guitar or not, but that, as I said, will get you up in the morning. Okay, well, we're ready to start our day. And, you know, we're not only ready to start our day, but we're ready to ring in July, the 4th of July coming up, and, of course, the big holiday travel weekend. Guys, Kristen Kajawa, Mark Pastoria, Eric Dorsch here with me today on our show. And, you know, we've got plans to, of course, go up north, that great Michigan tradition. It's almost like you're born in your DNA to be able to say we're headed up north on the holiday weekend, right? That's the way it is. It's part of the culture here. We'll get to that in a minute. I want to find out what each of you guys have planned. But before we get to that, let me put this in perspective. This is a huge travel weekend, of course, coming up. But it's interesting, nationwide, not everyone's got the old, I'm headed up north, in their DNA. There's people around the country that do other things with their holiday. Interestingly, one of those, and I was surprised at this, that there's about 48 million Americans who plan travel this weekend, roughly. About 3 million of those are going to travel by car. We think everybody travels by car, because in Michigan, as I said, you go up north, you get in your car and you head up north. But a lot of people do, and they can get in a plane. 3 million people will travel by plane, 2.5 million roughly will travel by plane. And interestingly, one of the more popular things to do, this is kind of counterintuitive, who knew? Cruises. Cruises are huge during the 4th of July holiday. About 2.4 million Americans are headed for a cruise, and that's a huge jump. Cruising is just more popular than ever. 168% jump over 2021. Of course, the pandemic had an effect on that. Everyone's so eager to get out and get those holiday plans rolling. For those of us in Michigan, though, we're ready to jump in the car, even with higher gas prices now, on average, up a little bit over $5. We're going to see roughly 1.7 million people get on the highways and head north. Might be west, maybe east, but there's always a north in there. If it's a west, it's got to be a little northwest, or if it's an east, it's a little northeast. In any case, can't avoid going up north as part of our culture. So, guys, Kristen, what do you guys have planned?
We go to Gaylord.
There you go.
Yeah, so we are one of those people that head north up on 75.
You do indeed. There you go. There you have it. I mean, that's the ritual, Mark. But
I'll be hanging family and friends. I'll be staying here in town.
Beautiful. Eric, what about you guys?
We usually go up north, but I couldn't get out of work this week, so I will be here laying low at work.
Sorry, Eric.
That's what it is.
You can go to Mark's. He's hanging out. He has a pool open.
Well, and I got to ask, there. Is that north or east or west from Eric's? There you go. Maybe he's heading north to your pool, Mark.
There we go. Yep.
Jeff, I'm shocked about the cruise.
I am too. It just doesn't seem to fit, does it?
No. I mean, if you're celebrating 4th of July on a cruise, isn't it kind of like you're getting out of the country?
It kind of is. I mean, it's like I said, it's surprising. But, you know, cruising is just, you talk about in our DNA as Americans. I mean, cruising is hugely popular. People can't get enough of it. And that's just another indication right there, 4th of July holiday on a cruise. All right, now, we've got some tips. Kristen, you dug up some information for us, for our listeners. This is important stuff. AAA is advising us the best times to travel if you're one of those headed up north. Here we go. Of course, Thursday and Friday this week, Thursday, June 30th, Friday, July 1, will be the busiest days of travel. The first thing AAA says, if you can avoid traveling on either of those days, do it. Well, of course, that's not practical. I mean, some people may not even be traveling on Thursday or Friday, maybe Saturday, Sunday. Of course, the holidays on Monday this year, 4th of July. But here we go. AAA's got the tips. The worst time to travel on Thursday, of course, between 2 and 8 p.m. People trying to get out of work early and get out of Dodge, get out of town. They say the best time to travel is before 7 a.m. or after 8 p.m. I'm giving you guys all these tips. I'm going to make it worse on myself because I'm going to be one of those traveling up north. Maybe I'll leave. Well, the odds of me leaving before 7 a.m. are probably pretty low for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is we'll probably be doing this and focused on this instead. But this radio show, which we're happy to be doing, of course. But after 8 p.m. for me, I don't like to do it. I mean, I get tired at the end of the day. Imagine that, guys.
Yeah, that's hard.
after 8 o'clock, that's hard driving and young kids in the car. So I'm probably going to be one of those bumper to bumper. Same kind of thing on Friday. Worst time, though, between 9 and noon this Friday. Best time before 10 a.m. That's a little better. Okay.
That seems reasonable.
That seems reasonable. And after 9 p.m. All right, so there you go. We've got it locked down. Kristen Kay delivering the information we need about how to get up north this week. And whatever you do, do it safely, of course. All right, we're going to head to a quick break. Back in a moment right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.